God. Okay. Hi, guys. I am back. I've been gone for a while because the beginning of the year, I was trying to get my life. I was trying to get it together. I was trying to get on my spiritual journey. I was trying to get my purpose in life back on track because, you know, last year was so overwhelming. And I wish I would have did this podcast, you know, during that time because, oh my God, you already had so much information. And then y'all probably would thought I was crazy. But I'm back on track and I've just been reading about, you know, your purpose and knowing your destiny. So, yeah. So, I'm back. So, let me let you all know that basically, I'm a little more calmer than I was last year. I think I have better perspective. And my mom is actually, she's doing okay. Okay. But we're still not where we want to be. Okay. She's still having, you know, the issue with the swallowing, the walking. And just when we were at the point of using her hand attachments to her walker, my physical therapy went, it ran out. And then let me tell you something that's so frustrating. Now, I've been paying $350 a month. Yes, $350 a month. Okay? For a personal trainer out of my pocket. And he been half-tail doing stuff. I'm like, really? He gets on my nerves. He always counseling. Now, you know, because I was so stressed out. So, I only was going to do this for about 3 months. No more than 4. Girl, I done did it for like 8 months. 8 months. Almost $3,000 later. Okay, let me calm down. Because, I was stressed. He's stressing me. I know you're wondering, why you just won't change? Let me tell you, mama think he's doing great. And I'm like, hey, yeah, when he finally show up to work. But half of the time, like, she's supposed to go Wednesday and Wednesdays and Fridays. Listen, he called off Monday for makeup sessions. We don't never do no makeup sessions. Now, and so I went to cancel it, right? Because I was like, I'd be darned if I give you another $350 out of my pocket. So I canceled it. And then why his manager said, oh, she had a total of 81 visits, okay? She had 33 left. Like, 33. I'm like, so, look, I'm done. So you know you ain't did what you supposed to do. Okay? So, anyways, I went on and canceled it. I'm going to be making up some of those. I'm going to do, because he was like, well, you know, he doesn't really he's not really good at putting his stuff in. Well, I had a cold when I was taking my mother, but it was getting to be a little bit too much. So her provider started taking her in the morning because, you know, I was trying to get off of work in the evening, take her and all that. So my mom provider, she's so great. Okay, awesome, love her. Anyway. She started taking her for me. And so she didn't do the little code to clock out when we're done. So, but she just started at like the beginning of December. So, honey, yes. We have all the text messages and everything. And so when I was calling him, I said, you know, so-and-so, look, we have all these sessions that we need to make up. He was like, oh no, we only have about three to make up. I'm like, you lying. Those are not facts. Okay, no. I'm like, I know about 2 weeks in my own head. So anyway, so that was a little frustrating. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna let mama make up some days, and guess what? I'm gonna get some training out of that, but it ain't gonna be with him. I'm gonna go with this other guy. But anyway, he looked like he muscles to the gods. I don't know what's but that's not attractive to me. You know, when you have too many muscles, I'm like, and he's like all cobra down. I don't know, cobra back and all that. Okay, anyway, I digress. But so I'm waiting on the doctor. Okay, I'm waiting on the doctor to come today to give me a, now let me tell you. I I had to go off on my mom's doctor. I don't know if she's the receptionist, the nurse. I don't know what Miss Shelby is, honey. But I had to go off on her. I was so livid. I called there. Her voicemail says, look, basically leave a message. If it's before 12 noon, I'm going to give you a call back the same day. Now, if it's after, I'm going to have to hit you back tomorrow. Okay? That's basically what it says. I get that. Fine. This heifer don't call you back tomorrow, the next day. I snapped because, you know, my mom has to eat. And the only way she can eat is through a tube. And the only way we can feed her through that tube is with some milk. Okay? So they did not renew the order for my mom's food. My mama was out of food, out of bags, and everything. Oh, so I had been calling them. So I went out. I said, I finally got her after trying to call her boss and everything, honey. Then they finally transferred me to her. And I said, look, I do not understand why you even have a voicemail. I said, because you don't do what the voicemail say you gonna do. I was a little, you know, a little rougher than, you know, how I'm describing it now. But I had to tell her. She was like, and I was like, look, my mom depends on this, okay? And anybody know me, I don't play about your aunt, honey. That's my heart. That's my soul, honey. Look, I don't play about her. We don't play those games when it comes to my mom. So anyway, I go off and she's like, no, we sent the order and everything. So I said, oh, well, let me get off the phone with you and go off on them. I called them. The people that supply her feedings. Get on the phone with them. And the young lady's like, no, I faxed that order in January. You okay? The end of January, matter of fact, 31st. And I had to refax it to her on the 8th of February. And she still hadn't, you know, gotten anything back to me. Girl, I got on that phone. I said, you know what? We gonna get her on three-way. You just hold on. Don't worry about it because my mom need her supplies like yesterday. So I get them on the phone and basically she able to do what she said she was gonna do, or she did. So we got that together. She was like, oh no, I can fax it right now. I bet you can. Now that you getting tore out the frame. So guys, I mean, like, this is my life. Okay. Anyway, I'm not gonna go down that lane anymore. She's taken care of. Order got done. But so right now we're just focusing on. I said that to go back to the doctor's supposed to be coming because I called Shelby like 2.5 weeks ago for the order for my mom outpatient therapy. And she was like, oh, I'm just waiting on the doctor. The doctor still hadn't signed it. La, la, la. So the doctor is coming out today. Because I called Shelby yesterday. Well, they called me. And then I said, can you transfer me to Shelby? Let me see if I need to talk to this doctor today about the order. Or has she gotten it done? Of course she didn't have it done. She was like, well, she's going to be out there so she can evaluate her. And I said, okay, so we'll just do that. So hopefully I can get the physical therapy order today. We can do outpatient therapy. And like I said, I'd rather spend $350 on a physical therapy than this trifling trainer that has every excuse, is always a meeting. He got a little baby now. Just cute as little baby, but still. Like, you need to be doing your job so you can take care of this baby. So those are my woes to get you caught up a little bit. But other than that, I mean, I'm hanging in. I'm doing okay. Yes, I'm still tired. I wish I could just go home and not do anything. But, you know, this is my life. And I own it. And I have to do what I have to do. You know? Oh, and I'm going to leave you with this. So, I was on the phone with my with my boyfriend. And I was talking to my mom. I was in her room. And we were talking. And I cannot remember exactly what it was, but I was saying something and she looked at me. Oh, no, no. She said, "Why do you talk so loud?" And I'm like, "I'm not loud." She was like, "Yes, you are." I said, "I'm not even upset or nothing." She was like, "I know you're not upset, but you're loud." And then I was like, "Well, honey, this is who I am. I mean, I'm happy today. Let me be happy." She rolled her eyes at me. And then my boyfriend was like, "Oh, your mama gonna slap your face." And I was like, "Oh, no, ma'am. No, she not gonna slap my face." And then I said, "Mom, you'll slap my face." And then she said, if I was healthier, but I'm not about to slap your face and mess up this good care I'm getting. I said, "I know that's right." So anyway, we thought it was funny. But yeah, we do have some good times and we do laugh. So, you know, that's my best friend. So I'm there to the end. So anyway, guys, that's a little short update, child, on what's going on in the life of me as a caregiver. So, all right, you guys have a blessed Tuesday. I am on my way to work to try to help somebody else's life, okay? I have a QAI meeting, which is basically a team meeting with all the disciplines, so let me go do what I do. All right. Have a good one. Be blessed.